Hello, this is Lori Richards with this week's edition of the Harrison Press. The top story, Pregnancy Center Always Looking for Ways to Improve, by Sydney Murray, staff reporter. For 26 years, Reach Out Pregnancy Center has helped parents navigate pregnancy and parenthood. Alicia Grant, age 24, and her husband Corey are parents to 6-year-old Grace, 1-year-old Bailey, and weeks-old Naomi. Center Executive Director Diane Elrod said Grant has been very involved in the program. Clients at the center have opportunities to receive education on many parenting topics such as breastfeeding, potty training, and the development of their baby during pregnancy. It helps you know what your body's doing, said Grant. Adults can receive baby bucks that can be used to obtain diapers, wipes, clothing, breast pumps, and other items, which is nice because diapers can get expensive, said Grant. Through help at the center, Grant has also been able to obtain a rocking chair, car seat, and some gift cards. She has also donated some items to the center herself. Along with help and information on aspects of parenting, the center also offers classes and resources focused on topics beyond parenting, such as budgeting, resume writing, and even STD testing. Grant recently took a new class at the center based on boundaries in various types of relationships. Elrod said, they are always looking at ways to improve the information they provide. She said they hope to implement some new things in 2020, including the possibility of delivering their curriculum electronically. This could include offering the curriculum online at the center, but also on clients' phones, so those who don't have transportation can still receive the information. Elrod said they also want to expand their ultrasound program so women are able to have ultrasounds anytime the center is open. Right now, they do offer ultrasounds by appointments on Tuesday afternoons and Thursday mornings. They are also continuing to look at ways to reach fathers, and Elrod said they need male mentors and people who will come into the center to work with young men. She said they want to market themselves more and reach out to people who need their resources. In order to accomplish many of these goals, the center needs funding. One way to get this funding through the center's annual Walk for Life on Saturday, October 5th. The walk begins at 9 a.m. at Tunis Park, located at the corner of Park Avenue and North Hill Street in Harrison. Participants can pre-register on the center's website, reachoutpregnancy.com, but also on the morning of the walk. The event will feature music as well as donuts, coffee, cotton candy, and popcorn. Personally, Elrod said she's always been pro-life and wants to help women through their pregnancies and show them they are not alone. It is reaffirming for her to see a client make progress and see it is rewarding to know the center is making a difference in someone's life. While pregnant, Grant said she went to the center weekly and she has formed friendships with the people there. She has told other moms about the center and said it's nice that it is a local resource. It makes things a lot easier, said Grant. And then in the photograph on the front, there's Grant with her 3 children all snuggled up, looks like on a sofa. And it says Alicia Grant has taken the advantage of the resources offered by Reach Out Pregnancy Center in Harrison. On Saturday, October 5th at Tunis Park, the center is having its annual Walk for Life, which is one of the center's fundraisers. And then in the picture is Grant and her 3 daughters. Our next story, U.S. 52 to reopen between New Trenton and Cedar Grove by the end of October. The section of U.S. 52 between New Trenton and Cedar Grove in Franklin County will reopen by the end of October, following completion of the upper portion of slide repair that began in early June. The Indiana Department of Transportation crews will repave the area, install guardrail, and apply pavement markings before the road is open to traffic. The road originally was scheduled to reopen as one lane with a temporary signal by the end of September, but due to safety concerns and the project schedule, the road will open as two lanes without a signal after crews are able to move the lower section of the repair. Intermittent closures will be necessary for material delivery, loading, and unloading until the work is complete in mid-December. Flaggers will be used to close the roadway to traffic for up to 20 minutes at a time. Dates and times for closures will be communicated in as much in advance as possible via message boards and communications from INDOT. The official detour for the closure remains Indiana 46 to Indiana 1 north of Cedar Grove until the road reopens. An official date will be announced before the road opening to traffic in October. West Harrison crash takes biker's life. A motorcyclist was killed Saturday, September 28th, in a two-vehicle crash on U.S. 52 at Interstate 74 near West Harrison. The crash sent the biker's passenger to a Cincinnati hospital with serious injuries. A black 2015 Chevrolet Tahoe, driven by Rebecca Marchand, age 28, of Cincinnati, was attempting to turn from U.S. 52 eastbound onto I-74 eastbound in northern Dearborn County. Marchand's vehicle turned into the path of a 1999 Harley-Davidson motorcycle driven by Clyde Reynolds, age 58, of Cincinnati, traveling westbound on U.S. 52. The vehicles collided in the middle of 52 at about 4:15 p.m., according to the initial investigation by Trooper Andrew Garrett, Indiana State Police Versailles Crash Reconstruction Team. Reynolds sustained fatal injuries and was pronounced deceased at the scene by the Dearborn County's coroner's office. Virginia Hummel, age 33, of Milan, a passenger on Reynolds' motorcycle, was transported to the University of Cincinnati Hospital for treatment of serious injuries. Marchand was not injured. The investigation is ongoing and toxicology results on both drivers are pending. ISP was assisted by the Dearborn County Sheriff's Department, West Harrison EMS, West Harrison Fire Department, and the Dearborn County Coroner's Office. In another weekend deadly accident, a Ripley County crash claimed the life of Batesville teenager Caleb G. Norton. On Saturday at about 11:45 a.m., ISP and Ripley County Sheriff's Office responded to a single-vehicle crash on Legion Road near Batesville. The initial investigation by Trooper Matt Holly, Indiana State Police Versailles Crash Reconstruction Team, indicates a white 2003 Dodge Ram driven by Caleb W. D. Zapfel, age 16, of Batesville, was traveling westbound on Legion Road near County Road 200 East in Ripley County. For an unknown reason, the vehicle left the south side of the road. Zapfel overcorrected, causing the vehicle to leave the north side of the road before overturning, said ISP. Zapfel sustained non-life-threatening injuries in the collision. Norton, age 17, a passenger in the vehicle, was ejected. He was pronounced deceased at the scene by the Ripley County Coroner's Office. Norton was not wearing a seatbelt, said ISP. The investigation is ongoing and toxicology results are pending. ISP was assisted by the Ripley County Sheriff's Office, Batesville Police Department, Ripley County EMS, and Ripley County Coroner's Office. Man arrested for criminal damaging and resisting arrest by Sidney Murray. A disruptive man who fought verbally and physically with cops was arrested after allegedly damaging a vehicle and resisting arrest in late August. On Friday, August 30th, at about 11 p.m., Harrison police officers responded to the 100 block of Fawn Drive after receiving many calls about a man damaging a vehicle and screaming in the street. Dustin Farmer eventually was arrested, but not until two officers tased before they were able to get him into handcuffs. When officers arrived on Fawn Drive, Farmer had left the scene, but they found a broken fishing pole and a truck with a broken mirror, scuff marks on the driver's window, and a damaged taillight, according to a Harrison Police Department report. Before responding to Fawn Drive, officers had been at Farmer's residence because a woman said he was acting aggressive and that she was frightened to exit her car. Farmer had also left the scene before officers arrived. After Farmer left the scene on Fawn Drive, Officer Brian Wilbur located him and followed his vehicle on Broadway Street, where Farmer reached a high rate of speed and went through stop signs. Wilbur made contact with Farmer, who did not follow commands, so Wilbur requested backup, according to the report. Farmer fought with officers and tried to get away while being placed under arrest. That is when officers used their tasers. Farmer refused medical treatment and continued to be uncooperative and aggressive toward EMS personnel and officers, including on the way to the Hamilton County Justice Center in Cincinnati. Farmer insisted he was not going to jail and slammed his head into the middle divider in the police cruiser, causing a small knot and abrasion. On his forehead, according to the report. On arrival at the jail, Farmer said he felt dizzy and wanted to go to the hospital, and later said he'd rather be at the hospital than jail. Farmer was taken to University of Cincinnati Medical Center, where he caused a disturbance. He was released from the hospital with no treatment necessary. Farmer told Officer Eric Connor they would be returning to the hospital before he goes to jail. At the jail intake, Farmer demanded a nurse for medical attention, but he was booked on charges of criminal damaging, obstruction of official business, and resisting arrest. And then we have two photographs here titled, Legion Takes Action. And in the first photograph, past Department of Ohio Commander Jerry Wilson, Yeager Benson Memorial Post, Harrison recently presented a check from Ohio Charities Incorporated for $10,000 to the American Legion Writers Legacy Fund at the 101st American Legion National Convention in Indianapolis. The American Legion ensures higher education is a possibility for children whose parents lost their lives while serving our country. The Legion expanded the scholarship to children of VA-rated post-9/11 veterans with a combined disability rating of 50% or higher. The American Legion and the Legion Riders offer support through the Legacy Scholarship Fund. And in the second picture, Department of Ohio First Vice Commander Gene Wilson, Yeager Benson Memorial Post Unit 199 of Harrison, and Department of Ohio officers meet with Governor Mike DeWine as he accepts a posthumous award on behalf of Senator John McCain. It is my honor to thank Governor DeWine for all he does for Ohio veterans and their families, said Wilson. And also in the picture is Brad Tice, Second Vice Commander, Department of Ohio. And there's Gene Wilson, and then Governor DeWine, and Roger Friend, Department of Ohio Commander. And our next story. Spooktacular events. As Halloween creeps nearer, get ready to have some spooky and not so spooky fun. And we'll go through a few of these. Friday, October 11th to Saturday, November 2nd, the Haunted House Lost Soul Asylum. The Lost Soul Asylum Haunted House returns to the Aurora Firehouse along Dutch Hollow Road off US 50 in Aurora. Friday and Saturday nights, October 11th through November 2nd, 7:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. or later. Admission is $8. Special kids night, 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Lights are on, no scare or treats for little ones. And there will be treats for the little ones. Special admission, $5. Team Heroes for Hope will be selling concessions for the 2020 Relay for Life. Saturday, October 12th, Paws Ghostly Get-Together. Paws Ghostly Get-Together will take place from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday, October 12th at the Paws Humane Center at 200 Charles A. Little Drive in Lawrenceburg. There's food, games, a costume contest at 2 p.m., and the rain date will be October 26th. And then the Fall Fest on Sunday, October 13th from 4:30 to 7 at Dearborn Hills United Methodist Church at 25365 State Line Road in Bright. And around town. Thursday, October 3rd, Fighting Cancer. Fighting Cancer One Dig at a Time is the theme for this year's Harrison High School's volleyball games. The junior varsity plays at 4:30, and junior varsity B team plays at 4:30, junior varsity A team at 5:30, and varsity at 7 o'clock. There will be raffle baskets, bake sales, and split the pot. Buy a Dig Pink t-shirt and get in free. And all proceeds go to the Side Out Foundation to combat breast cancer. Saturday, October 5th, the Harvest Carnival at Miami Whitewater United Methodist Church at 9700 Dry Fork Road in Harrison. And it will be from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the church. If you have any questions, contact Terry at 513-367-4990. AccuDoc Urgent Care in Harrison names new nurse. Keith Tenenfeld has joined AccuDoc Urgent Care in Harrison. He joins as a board-certified nurse practitioner and brings more than 23 years of nursing experience, including emergency, critical care, and cardiac medicine. He was nominated for the Florence Nightingale Award and is a winner of the Daisy Award of Extraordinary Nurses. Tenenfeld and his wife Amy live in Harrison with their children. They are active in their parish community at All Saints in St. Leon. They enjoy camping, kayaking, rock climbing, mountain biking, and anything else that gets them outdoors. Tenenfeld specializes in balancing our clients' urgent needs with long-term wellness goals. He hopes to utilize our natural medicine program and motivational wellness to promote healing and happiness. Former resident writes children's book on confronting challenges. Linda Marie Richardson, maiden name Vaughn, a 1960 graduate of Harrison High School, has authored a children's book entitled The Rabbit Full of Hugs and Kisses. It's the story of a kindergarten child facing challenge in life who is brought to school. The story gets back to the teacher, who provides a new friend for the child and brings much joy and friendship into the child's life. This teacher is a golden nugget. She fills her students with knowledge and helps with other stressors that might be affecting them. Published by Christian Faith Publishing Incorporated, this book is available on Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, and other physical bookstore locations. This book is a good read for children in preschool and lower grades. It is a true story. Richardson, now a resident of Greenwood, Indiana, her parents, Lewis and Erna Vaughn, were 20-plus year residents of Harrison, and Mr. Vaughn was employed during that time by Red Cross Shoes. The Harrison High School class of 1960 will celebrate their 60th anniversary in 2020. Looking back, Hopping lands Packard Auto franchise for regional Indiana and Ohio sales. 30 years ago, October 13th, 1989. Hoosiers needn't cross borders to bet, and players will scratch off the silver game box on Hoosier Millionaire game tickets. Players will be making history 137 years after gambling was banned in Indiana. Stung by a ticket scam in the 1850s, Indiana's frontier lawyers outlawed all forms of lotteries and wrote that prohibition into the state's constitution. More than four generations of history was undone in less than a year, starting November 8, 1988, when voters overturned the prohibition. Ed Back, owner of Back's Delicatessen in Harrison, said, "I survived before the lottery, and I will survive now." 50 years ago, October 2, 1969, Mike Breck Jr. has his finest hour leading the Harrison Wildcats to a tight 20-19 win over a hard-hitting Oak Hills team. Before an overflow crowd of football fans, Breck, 155 pounds tailback, ran 87 yards for one touchdown and set up another with a 22-yard jaunt and was poison to the Highlanders all night. Fortunately, no one was injured when a large 40-foot-high, 101-ton silver shield metal silo toppled just minutes after the filling equipment owned by Eddie Ross of Cedar Grove had moved away from it upon completion. The job, located on the dairy farm of the Krause sisters on Harrison, New Trenton. 60 years ago, October 1, 1959, Feuerstein Service Center, located on Harrison Avenue at Vine Street, will hold a grand opening at their station on October 2nd and 3rd. Charles Borgman and Eugenia Siegert purchased the State Line Trailer Court located at the end of Mill Street from George Krebs. Friday night, the Wildcats will open their league play in what was usually the last game on the schedule, and of course, that's the Harrison-Taylor game. The Yellow Jackets are pregame favorites by at least four touchdowns. Mr. and Mrs. Ray Lugers and family have recently moved to a home on Campbell Road. They were formerly lived at Shandon, Ohio. 80 years ago, October 1st, 1939. George Hopping, former Chrysler Plymouth dealer of Harrison, has announced that he has been granted the Packard Auto franchise for this section of Indiana and Ohio. Mr. Hopping has been connected with the automobile industry for the past 21 years, operating the Valley Garage in Harrison. As the Halloween season approaches, it's only natural for boys and girls to have their fun on Halloween night. We are informed that youths who commit deeds that might result in injury to some person or the willful destruction of property will be arrested. Additional warning against the soaping of windows. No merchant objects to innocent fun by the youngsters. These same merchants were once boys and girls themselves. But when obscene words and phrases are written on windows, it's time to take action to protect society. Have fun and still be within the law. 100 years ago, October 1st, 1919, an official celebration on an extensive scale is to be given at Harrison in honor of the scores of soldiers, sailors, and Marines who went to the war from that town or vicinity. Festivities will hold full away, featured by a parade at 10 o'clock, concerts throughout the day by S. Berger's band, an airplane exhibition, a chicken dinner, a bounteous supper, dancing in the City Hall and on State Street, and addresses by Mayor Isaac Brinkman, Lieutenant Colonel Ralph D. Cole, and Myers Y. Cooper, Congressman A.E.B. Stevens, and others. The village has been decorated lavishly for the occasion. Albert Luce Jr. of Harrison was found along the Venice Pike 2 miles from the Columbia Bridge Thursday night, bleeding from a scalp wound. He was brought to Hamilton in the police ambulance and removed to Mercy for surgical aid. He told the police he was returning to his home in a Ford motor truck and the car skidded and ran over a concrete culvert into the creek, and the windshield glass cut his scalp. After surgical attention, he returned to be home with his father. And all of this was researched and compiled by Jenny Awad, who is a member of the Harrison Historical Society. And then quickly, we have Casey Storage Solutions celebrates 1 year and already plans expansion. And in the photograph, there is the storefront of Casey Storage Solutions. And the caption reads, Casey Storage Solutions in Harrison celebrated their 1 year anniversary on September 24th, and they continue to look toward the future. In addition to the current 448 units, business manager Jamie Mather said they own 4 acres next to the facility and are planning to break ground in 2020 on additional storage areas. And with that, we've come to the end of our time. This is Lori Richards, and this has been the Harrison Press, and I wish everyone a wonderful day.